Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I love thinking of myself as the fourth brother on the pregame and postgame show. Oh, man, it's my twin brother right there.
Great stuff, Mark. Thank you.
Brody, more of a burger and a beer guy, in case you wonder.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. Whatever you want to do, I come pick you up.
Or we can go to my gym. I have a cage. We can box and spar and stuff.
I think Brody's up for that.
I enjoy.
I'll bring you some of my hair solution. It'll be great.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You won't need a lot, Brody. You won't.
Hey, I'm not exactly overflowing with hair myself, so. I'll talk to you guys.
All right.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Man, I was listening to the pregame live, and Grody, like, it's the way that you interact with those guys, man, it's just infectious and it's a lot of fun. I did think it was weird that you asked Ola if he wanted to go to a movie. But yes, he wants to get you in the cage, and I think that you should take him up on that.
I am down with that. I don't see what the big deal is if he and I went to a movie. We'd sit a seat apart. We'd both get our separate buckets of popcorn. And then after the movie, we could go out and I'll have a Diet Coke, he'll have a beer, and we'll just break down the movie the way he breaks down Bears games.
Why not? I love the friendship. I agree. But even more than that, I love the idea of Jalen Johnson playing this weekend. Mark, tell us what happened in practice today. Give us the update on the possible secondary reformation this weekend, please.
Spiegs, the big news out here is that Jalen Johnson, of the groin injury, was a full participant in practice today. It is important to point out that while the practice window did open for Jalen Johnson last week, Johnson still has not been officially activated. So he did not speak to the media today. Although there was Tyreek Stevenson standing near Jalen Johnson. You will hear Jalen Johnson's voice in this, but not intentionally necessarily, or was it? Stevenson, as we said, standing near Jalen Johnson in the locker room, giving us the practice breakdown and whatever he could on Jalen Johnson.
He looks great. He look like he hasn't missed a step. Definitely excited to have him back.
Think he's going to play?
I don't know. He on his own time and as usual. speaking of him, but don't know when he'll play, hopefully this week or next week, but pretty much on his own time and just excited to have him back.
Oh my God, is that amazing. He's on his own timing as usual. We love you, Tyreek. That is phenomenal. Showing their relationship.
What would it mean to have Jalen Johnson back? You're around this team every day. Like, well, what does that do for the Bears defensive backfield?
I mean, it would do a lot to shore it up. And it's not like the guy, like, Nashawn Wright has had a fine season so far this year, to the point where you know, you could look at it as a conundrum a bit, that a guy like that probably will lose some playing time. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on as well. But, I mean, look, guys, I don't think anybody would push back on me if I was to say, duh, Jalen Johnson is your best player when he's healthy. So to get that guy back in tandem with Tyreek Stevenson, who we know has had this weird kind of up and down season this year, to get him back in there, lock those two guys in, and as well right now as Kevin Byard is playing in, as a safety, and Jaquan Brisker as well, like that really begins to fortify things. And it's a good question, Lawrence, especially because of the fact that the Bears' defensive numbers are still not good. They are the best defense at forcing turnovers, but you go through just about every single major column defensively, and they are, you know, between 22 and 32 on that list. So this defense, if they are going to go anywhere for real this year, they must get better on defense, and that player coming back soon, hopefully, would be very helpful to this Bears defense.
Can you recap the injury report in terms of just the secondary, even Grotes,
yeah,
or however much you want to do, just so anybody hopping in their car or tuning in late understands where we are at this point?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a great point, because it's become so important now with these remaining games that people are healthy or getting towards being healthy. Not practicing today for the Bears, TJ Edwards still out due to the hand injury, which is in all these injuries that he's been having this year, just been absolutely nagging. So no TJ Edwards out here today. No Tremaine Edmonds, did not practice with a groin injury. Roshan Johnson, thumb, was not in there, nor was Travis Homer. So your depth at running back hurting a little bit right now. Noah Sewell did not practice due to his elbow. Really quick, I'll just go through the limited guys. Limited today, Theo Benedet, Drew Dahlman, Kyler Gordon. There's another guy, too. Kyler Gordon was limited in practice. He has been back out here. I can't get a read on him as to when he might return. And I'll give you my opinion on Jalen in a second, too. But Darnell Wright out there with a pectoral and back injury, but limited. Brisker, Byard, Jarrett, Jalen Johnson, as we said, and DeAndre Swift were all full-time participants in practice today. I don't know, guys. Like, as far as Jalen Johnson is concerned, I'll just say this. I'll put it this way. I have a better feeling about Jalen Johnson potentially playing this Sunday than I thought I would have walking into Halas Hall today. And yes, it's pretty easy to say that based on the fact that he was a full-time participant. I don't know. I do not rule out the possibility that Jalen Johnson is activated tomorrow. Would it shock me if he wasn't? No. But I did get a pretty good feeling today in that locker room regarding Jalen Johnson. Not so much about Kyler Gordon. That makes sense, because Kyler Gordon's window has just opened this week. Jalen's opened last week. But who knows? Who knows with Kyler Gordon? He was in that locker room. He was present. Guys aren't talking because they're not active, though.
Groats, the Bears are getting a little thin at linebacker. They ended up signing a linebacker this week to the practice squad because you've got Noah Sewell not really practicing. You've got TJ Edwards not practicing. Is this a point of concern for them right now?
Yeah. And I think it should be. I mean, the TJ Edwards thing persisting for the Bears, that is obviously a problem. Tremaine Edmonds is having his best year as a Bear, and I'd have to go back and look at some of his Buffalo years to see where it is relative to that. I mean, this is, you know, one of your top three or four defensive players this year, maybe, you know, second or third so far this year. So hopefully he is good to go. You know, Ruben Hippolyte out there, I don't know that he is a guy that you trust for that many snaps at this point in his Bears career. So, yeah, I mean, a position of strength for the Bears, as it would feel on paper, just by injuries has been weakened. So hopefully we get some positivity on this injury report tomorrow, Lawrence.
So to your point, Groats, 89 tackles so far for Tremaine Edmonds. His high in Buffalo was in his rookie year at 121. So he's probably going by that. His four interceptions this year tie his career high, which was in Chicago 2 years ago. So in terms of that stuff, and he's got one sack, his career high in sacks is two. I think this, he's probably headed towards his best year, twice a Pro Bowler in Buffalo, and he's got a good shot of being one this year, I would say.
Well, and Speaks, I'll add one more thing, too, about Tremaine Edmonds. He was actually DA Dennis Allen was asked about him today. And again, asked about is the position change he had, having been a middle linebacker most of his life, to being the weak side guy. Has that helped him be as good as he is this year? And he gave a straight up yes. There was no gray area whatsoever. Like, so this has been, it's another example of the coaching staff playing a part in the development and the making better of these players, which is, wow, mind-blowing that a coaching staff would develop players and put players in positions with which to succeed. And we've seen that, and the Bears are 7-3.
Before Chicago takes on Pittsburgh, tune in Sunday from 9 a.m. until noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Cruz, Patrick Manley, and Mully, and our guy Grody will be there for you. And then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the postgame show, which is presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tires. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. What are they saying about Aaron Rodgers up there?
Well, let's put the mic up to Tyreek Stevenson to discuss that forward. He said that, yeah, he is looking forward to possibly facing Aaron Rodgers. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers did practice today in a limited capacity, but here's Tyreek on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, of course. Legend quarterback. So definitely look forward to going up against him. You know, my only goal this week is to get an interception. Definitely will sit at the top of my trophy case, but definitely excited about going against him.
Is there a better chance of intercepting Mason Rudolph than there is of intercepting Aaron Rodgers?
Really, no matter who throw the ball, best thing I can do is put myself in position to go catch it when I see it.
Boy, it's some news in there. He's looking for an interception. Sounds like Tyreek's playing as he's limited on the depth chart. They might have both corners back this weekend, man.
God, could you imagine? I mean, it might take a little while to get everybody back in the flow, but my God, I mean, it's talk about right on time. And as per usual, you know, Aaron Rodgers always has the good ratio of touchdowns to interceptions. Just looking at it right now, 19 TDs to 7 picks. So he is imperfect. You can get Aaron Rodgers, but per usual, he's pretty careful with the football. And right now, Aaron Rodgers, a 66.4% completion percentage through 10 games. And again, he did practice that despite the broken left wrist.
Fascinating bit of audio yesterday from the coach who talked about the difference between Aaron Rodgers and Caleb Williams, in that Caleb doesn't get the ball out quite as fast as he needs to if he wants to become Aaron Rodgers. It was great honesty and transparency from Ben Johnson. We are smarter for hearing it. Declan Doyle kind of talked about the evolution of Caleb, at least this year and ongoing, didn't he, today on Coordinator Day?
Yeah, I thought it was some really interesting stuff, as usual, per Declan Doyle. He's really good at the podium right near where I am standing right now at Halas Hall. People are watching on Twitch or YouTube or wherever they take in the Spiegel and Holmes show. But Declan Doyle talking about processing and Caleb taking it all in right from the very beginning.
You guys have thought a lot of Caleb from the outset. How you see him not only digest that information but also implement it better now than he was in the beginning?
Yeah, that was really the reason I remember in either off-season or training camp, everybody was looking at us funny for throwing a bunch at him. And we knew this was kind of the vision of where we wanted to go. We were going to give him a lot of information that he was going to have to process, and he was going to learn how to process it quicker and get better at it. He's done that every week, and that's something that we're still working through. But I think that, you know, he would tell you right now, he's come a long way from, you know, the first day of the off season until now. And we still got a long way to go. And that's the message.
We weren't looking at him funny, were we, Speaks? We thought that this made all the sense in the world for them to throw the kitchen sink at Caleb and try to speed up the process of him learning.
Yeah, it's true, Lawrence. I remember our discussions about it. We're like, oh, I get it. And I loved how it played out, because they threw all the stuff at him and then they simplified. In the final weeks of the preseason, they simplified and they gave him very little in the first weeks of the season, then slowly expanded to more. I think it's been incredibly interesting to watch Declan and Ben, and I wish we heard from JT Barrett every once in a while, like, just to watch this process. Mark, I think it's been the best of all the processes we've watched for the three young quarterbacks in a row here in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, they say they're going to do something. That's this coaching staff. That's Ben Johnson. And then they go out and do it. You're right. They hit us over the head with that. Well, we're just loading him up, loading up his plate. Then we're going to pare it down. And they did to the point where Caleb does look better this year. He does look more comfortable out there this year. So that is – I love that they're at the point right now too. And this came up – I talked about this on Raheemy Harrison Grody out here from Hallis Hall today as well. The one thing they keep on talking about that I love is that it's time for the next level is coming. Like, he has accomplished a certain amount of the 100-level course, as Matt Nagy used to say. But even today, when we were talking about downfield accuracy, which appears to be the next big step, but they're all cognizant of it. Like, they're all, like, Caleb knows it, the receivers know it, the coaching staff knows it, that part has to get better. And why wouldn't we sit here without some, you know, skepticism and questions to be asked, but why wouldn't we sit here and say, yeah, this coaching staff probably will get that part down and get that part of Caleb Williams' game better too. So that's the next part. And they seriously have had a plan that they have followed. I'm sure at times you have to draw outside of the lines. You take out pages of your development booklet every once in a while. But for the most part, it feels like, as maybe frustrating and difficult as it has been to get to this point of breaking down a quarterback, that a lot of this has gone according to plan for the Bears coaching staff.
Let's go back to the defense for a second, because it's that thing that gets Speaks to smile as big as he is, with guys like coming back and the idea of Jalen being on one side and Tyreek being on the other. And then if you get Kyler Gordon back and maybe you found a weapon X in C.J. Gardner-Johnson that you can now deploy in a different way. And Nashawn Wright has had a bunch of interceptions. So how does Dennis Allen make all of this stuff work?
Yeah, well, the enforcements are coming soon, and here's how Dennis Allen answered that question. How are you going to fit all these guys in, man?
We'll figure that out. You know, I mean, give us as many good football players as you can give us, and then that's our job to figure out how to, you know, get them on the field and put them in positions to make plays. So we've always been excited about being able to do that and work with those guys. So
Kyler's, I guess, I mean, just his experience playing outside, does that give you a potential different sort of matchup, being able to use him outside of his normal spot when he comes back?
All those guys have flexibility in terms of what they can do. And so it's been fun, you know, kind of getting up there and, you know, looking through what we can do and how we can utilize, you know, each and every one of those guys and have all those guys on the field at the same time.
Oh, hell yeah. Give me that mindset. Give me that NBA mindset of, like, just give me five good players and I'll figure out what to do. Right, Lawrence? I mean, like, you've been talking about it. A Legion of Boom look with three dudes playing safety if you need to. There, you got options, and Dennis Allen will be creative when he can be.
I love this idea. And he's right. Like, the more better players you have, the more that you can do. You can change up looks. You can make them think one thing and then do something else. They could go with, like, the heavy package with C.J. Gardner-Johnson out there and Kyler Gordon, and then flip some stuff. And if ever there was an opportunity, this might be it, where, yeah, Aaron Rodgers has seen a lot of things, but if you can keep, like, cycling, it's almost like in basketball where you've got all these guys that have got fouls. Like, now the Bears, if they get all their guys back,
yeah,
now you've got other guys that can go out there defensively and cause some havoc.
You know, and the mind is going, because it's like, all right, sure, they could play a nickel and with those five guys, but they could also play a dime with heavy dime with both linebackers back and only three D linemen. If they want to, they could do whatever the hell they want. Who says they got to play 4D linemen? You could play 3D linemen and put Tremaine Edmonds on the edge and dummy some stuff up and bring people from wherever the hell you want. Let's go, right? Groats could get really fun around here.
Sorry, guys. My mic went off there for a second. And Dennis Allen can downplay it all he wants in terms of, and he's answered the questions, right? I mean, when we talk about the injuries, he can't say, well, yeah, we're 26th against the rush because of all the injuries. But I can tell you what he is thinking right now. He's rubbing his hands together and thinking about, trust me, all the things that you guys were talking about. And I'll even say, look, at the very least now, this is a case where from injuries come depth. From injuries comes surprise. And at the very least, you got a guy in Nation Wright who they should still use no matter who's healthy. But you have a guy who, if there is to be another injury to either Tyreek Stevenson or Jalen Johnson, you feel completely comfortable putting that cornerback in. Not the same circumstance, but look even on the offense. Look at how they're building depth. Theo Benedict, your left tackle. You've got Braxton Jones as your backup. So, like, along the way in this year of this complicated mix of winning and development, you also have the building of depth for future years to come on this team.
Did what happened last week in Minnesota with their special teams coordinator make it back to Hallis Hall?
It did. And Hightower today, front and center, like he is with all the other coordinators on Thursdays. And for people who don't know, just a little background on what happened. Minnesota special teams coach Matt Daniels basically said, paraphrasing, that anybody could have done what Devin Duvernay did against his unit, his special teams unit in Mini, because everybody was just not in the right places. A total breakdown with the special teams on the big Duvernay return, which won the game for the Bears. So, in other words, not giving much credit to the player. Richard Hightower was asked that exact question. Are the players been hearing about all this? And you're going to hear, this is going to turn into a nice little social media rant by the end. Here is Mr. Hightower.
Obviously, like some of our kids, like their social media, you know, those guys, they brought it up and stuff like that. But me personally, you know, what I'm focused on is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, we got a huge challenge going. Those AFC North teams, in terms of special teams, they all play outside. They all got good players. The special teams coach over there, Danny Smith, is a coach that trained me. I was lucky I had two 30-year veterans that I started with. Joe Marciano, all right, and then Danny Smith. And he's been doing it 31 years, 13 years at Pittsburgh. That's where my focus is, to help my guys this week, because we're going to have to be ready to rock and roll this week, all right, if we want anything to happen this week like it did last week. And I'm just happy for our players, but we've turned the page, and we worried about the Steelers. That's the only thing we can worry about, is going 1-0 this week.
You're not on social media?
I don't get on social media. I really don't. And the reason why I don't get on social media is because, first of all, I don't know how to work all that stuff, all right? and second of all, I tell our kids to stay off of social media if they can, because they don't need validation from anybody. What they need to do is work. They don't need to worry about what anybody says about them negatively or positively. It doesn't matter. And especially not from anybody that has to hide behind a computer screen anonymously to say their opinion of you. Leave it out of there and worry about what's in our building.
Hot damn. I'm Team Hightower, Team HT right now. Lawrence, sorry.
Leave it in the building.
That's my guy. It's my guy right there. He's speaking some truth.
Just like
socials.
The Bulls.
I like what he's talking about, the other, his counterparts in Pittsburgh. Like, it's very hawk to me. Let me tell you about Joe Marciano. Let me tell you about Danny Smith. Joe Marciano, let me tell you about that guy. Who? What?
Hold on. There's either a very loud vacuum at your place, Grody, or it's somebody trimming some hedges at Lawrence's place. What's happening right now?
I'm trying to turn me down so you guys don't hear
it. I like it. I like it.
The sun has come out. You know, there's a golf course back there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've been walking to the tee box during breaks.
Oh, man.
The idea that Lawrence has been vacuumed.
It's a personal vacuumer that Lawrence has hired. Swings by the house.
That money around, like these man. Days.
I do like these days on the score. Like it makes it feel even bigger than we are. That we're doing a 50,000-watt station where we're all in different cities right now, man.
We're
it's
huge.
Pretty sick. We got Phoenix representing.
Yep.
We've got Chicago representing. We got Lake Forest out here at Hallis Hall representing as well for the entertainment of our listeners.
Nuggets,
it's beautiful
tidbits, nuggets and tidbits, delicious nuggets.
I have one delicious nugget, and it does center on something that Mr. Hightower brought up today as well. This is a something, and look, Cairo Santos's name has been met with consternation, it feels like, this year. But Cairo Santos holds a Bears record for most field goals of 50-plus yards. He is now at 24, passing up Robbie Gould's previous record of 23. So there you have it. Santos, the captain, now a record holder, passes right by Robbie Gould.
But we've turned the page.
You should have seen Lawrence.
That is correct.
The producer is just so excited when HT dropped that one. Wednesday production gets a bonus.
Do you guys anyone that says that they don't have social media now?
No. And I actually thought it was pretty – one thing you just said that was very wise was I asked them to stop doing it if they can, because it's unrealistic to tell, hey, 24-year-old who grew up with – don't look at that. That'd be like telling us to stop watching television. Like what? Or social media.
We're the same. I'll tell you this right now. My therapist flat out gave me the order a few weeks back to keep it off my phone, and I have – and I have followed that order, and I'm better off for it over these last 3 weeks.
I think that's probably a good thing.
Dirty little secret, like when I still keep the dream alive that someday at Mark Rohde Sports will return. It's still out there. It's out there somewhere. Maybe at the back. I don't even know. But because of that, I sort of have not been as heavy on the Twitter either, and I've enjoyed saving the best of my stuff that I have on the radio. So it's sort of old school, and I don't know if one can survive that way, but I've kind of enjoyed my self-imposed suspension from Twitter. I still tweet. I still put stuff out there, but just not at the obsessive level that most do.
The original social media radio.
It is. It is, and I'm enjoying my time doing just old school. I got stuff for you, but you got to listen to it on the radio. And then it'll be everywhere else on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and Twitch and YouTube. So that is us. That's the world. Guys, that is us. That is us.
Groats, thank you, sir.
Yep, take care, guys. Bears.
That is Mark Grody. He does an incredible job of covering the Bears for us. When we come back, we've got more news, like real news, on Good, Better, Best.
Yeah, man. Somebody else found out. Wasn't us.
Well, we didn't really. We felt like we had kind of made our contribution to the Good, Better, Best thing and just kind of stopped right there.
Yeah.
But leave it to someone who has been reporter of the year to do actual reporting.
Pablo
did that.
Pablo Fishbane is out there.
That's right. I'll tell you what. We will share some of that reporting with you next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys are great.
You're right. Thanks, Chris.
We'll send him the book. That is Chris Ronji.
Afternoons on the Score.
Good, better, bad.
Good, better, bad.
Never let it rest.
Never let it rest.
It's going to get better.
It's going to get better.
It better get better.
It better get better.
Bears on three. 1, 2, 3. Bears.
Whether it's St. Jerome, send it in, Jerome! Or if it's Billy Williams, if it's Billy D. Williams, it doesn't matter. We've been trying to figure out where good, better, best comes from and how it got to Ben Johnson. How did it become his thing? Well, leave it to a former Illinois Sports Writer of the Year, Kevin Fishbane, a.k.a. Fishy Business, in The Athletic to do the actual reporting that Spiegs and I were too lazy to do.
Guilty. So guilty, man. The phone calls I thought about making that I did not make, Kevin Fishbane did it. You put the article in the thread, man. It's a great job by Kevin.
Yeah, it's really awesome how he went and kind of tracked all of this down. And I love it. Like, it's lore, and it's okay to it's become a thing amongst Bears fans.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, it has. And it's like, and the etymology of like way back St. Jerome, whatever. But what Kevin figured out is that from Ben Johnson's high school, AC Reynolds, where his dad was an assistant coach, and Ben ended up playing there. This country music performer named Chase Rice has been using this with his band on the tour bus. And Ben Johnson, the last time Chase Rice was in town, was on the tour bus watching Chase Rice and his band do it. And Ben Johnson's been there before. And he saw Ben Johnson smiling. So then Chase Rice gets a call from Kevin Fishbane and says, yeah, Ben was on our tour bus, so Ben got it from there. Okay, so that's one thing. So Kevin does that level of reporting, but it goes back, of course, to the high school from AC Reynolds. And then Kevin did that level of reporting back with the high school coach, a guy named Bobby Poss. And he figured out where Bobby Poss got it. So it goes even back further than that. I love that Kevin just kept going, which is what you're supposed to do. And Pablo Torre finds out, or the one-time expedition of Spiegel and Holmes finds out. And did you see what Kevin found out when he went that far? When he went back that far? I did. It's Bobby Poss said that at one point he was the coach at a Christian fellowship camp. He was the dean of a fellowship of Christian athletes camp in Black Mountain, North Carolina, and he invited his friend and speaker at the camp, a college coach named Richard Bell, to get up and lead the players. And Richard Bell said, okay, I got something. And Richard Bell goes out there and says good, better, best. And Bobby's like, oh, that's good. So he brought it back to AC Reynolds High School. And Bobby Poss got it from Richard Bell, who right now is alive. He's 88 years old in Arkansas as a former coach. But Bobby Poss brought it to AC Reynolds High School. And Tanny, you've got that, right? This is what it used to sound like when AC Reynolds High School would do it.
Good, better, best!
Are you ready?
Yeah! Yeah.
Good, better, best!
Good, better, best!
Never let it rest!
Never let it rest!
man.
I actually kind of like that cadence of it better.
You do?
Tanny, can you load that up one more time? Like, I mean, it is very Harry High School, but I kind of dig this better. It's got a little bit more rhythm than anger to it.
Are you ready?
I mean, that's very Harry High School. It's got a little Southern twang in there that you can hear with Ben just a tiny, tiny little bit. I mean.
Yeah, but when Ben does it, it's like he is in a full, like, froth, man. That guy is, he is ready to go knock down some doors. But I kind
of, yeah.
See? Like.
Yeah, it's angry.
A little angrier, well, isn't it?
It's NFL. It's the difference between high school and the NFL, man. It's a man's game now.
That's right. That Harry High School stuff's not going to make it to the NFL.
No. So I love it. Like, and Kevin Fishbane says, yeah, it seems to be St. Jerome. And it, you know, it goes back. It's in newspaper ads as early as 1897. It's a great.
Get out of here.
Yeah, dude. It's a great little bit of journalism from Kevin Fishbane over at The Athletic. But wherever Richard Bell, the 88-year-old high school coach, heard it, it's similar to when our friend Billy Williams of the Cubs has heard it.
So. Good, better, best. Never let it rest until the good is better and the better is best.
So Bobby Posse's daughter, a teacher, has a poster in her third grade classroom with the school mascot that says that. And he said that to watching the Bears do it, it's thrilling. Man, it's
That's awesome,
right? Isn't it? So, like, I just love it. This stuff is in the ether, and now it's in all Bears fans' heads. That's pretty damn cool.
You share something that still has legs, you know, decades and decades later, and is at the highest level of the sport that you love. Man, can't beat that. You can't beat that with a stick.
Tonight, the Texans host the Bills on Thursday Night Football. Coverage is coming up at 6:30 with kickoff at 7:15 right here on The Score and on the Odyssey app.
Categories is back. Are you going to be in charge of categories today?
I'm not giving it up. I'm trying to keep hosting categories until my better gets best and my good is gets better. And I'm someday I'll be.
I don't like how you said that. Yeah, that doesn't feel good.
No,
that doesn't feel like the AC kids. that felt better.
All right. Well,
and not best.
Yeah.
But we'll do our best or our better or our good.
I like categories.
When we come back for categories next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is categories. We play it every week here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show. How do we play it, Spiegs?
We do categories this way. Things that are in our mind from the sports week and the pop culture week. The host takes three of those things and turns them into categories. Then you play. You three play. I host as of right now. And you out there listening in your car, in your cubicle, you play along. You got to name something in the category until you are eliminated. I'm going to bend down and pick up my pen right now.
Oh, that is a very important thing that you need to do as the host of categories.
Thank you very
much. Pen,
yep.
Because you need to be able to cross things off.
Yeah, you do.
Of the list.
And now my pen has broken. Oh my God, it's a disaster right now.
Don't worry,
here.
We're in the short segment. Don't worry about it.
Is this how hosts end up getting disgraced?
It's one
is
way.
Is that how it works?
All right.
Well, we're all seeing it with our own eyes right here.
All right, here you go. Ready? This category contributed by Ryan Porth, who likes to contribute categories every once in a while.
Oh, no.
The Bears play the Steelers this week. What's up, Coach? How are you? Good to see you, Coach Wanstead. And I am looking at a list right now of every Pittsburgh Steeler that is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. These are players. These are perhaps others that are involved in the Steelers. They're in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Lawrence, you get to go first. Give me somebody in the Pro Football Hall of Fame who was affiliated with the Steelers. Go.
Lynn Swann.
Lynn Swann, absolutely in the Hall of Fame. Tanny.
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw in the Hall of Fame. Alex.
Mike Webster.
Mike Webster in the Hall of Fame, the center. Lawrence.
Art Rooney Sr.
Art Rooney Sr. in the Hall of Fame. Tanny.
Jack Lambert.
Jack Lambert is a Hall of Famer from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Don't say anything, Coach. We're playing a game. What you got, Alex?
Jerome Bettis.
Jerome Bettis is in the Hall of Fame from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Lawrence.
Dan Rooney.
Dan Rooney is in the Hall of Fame. Lawrence has run all the Rooneys.
There is the run on the Rooneys.
The Rooney
run.
We knew
it was coming.
We knew it was coming. It's over. Tanny, what you got?
Rod Woodson.
Rod Woodson is in the Hall of Fame. Alex.
Just had one on the tip of my tongue.
Go ahead.
Mean Joe Green.
Mean Joe Green is in the Hall of Fame. Lawrence.
Terry Bradshaw. Did we say Bradshaw?
Bradshaw's been said. Give you another
Mel
one.
Mel Blunt.
Mel Blunt is in the Hall of Fame. Hell yeah. Tanny.
Chuck Knoll.
Chuck Knoll is in the Hall of Fame. That's a coach. Alex.
Franco Harris.
Franco Harris is indeed in the Hall of Fame. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Bill Cowher.
Bill Cowher, the run on coaches, has been done. Unless you got another one. Tanny.
Kevin Green?
Kevin Green is in the Hall of Fame. Damn right he played for the Steelers. There you go. Alex.
Troy Polamalu?
Troy Polamalu gets a mention. Very nice showing here. Lawrence, you got any other Steelers?
Alan Faneca?
Alan Faneca's in the Hall of Fame. Look at this. Go ahead. Tanny.
Oh, man. I think I'm out. I think I'm out on this one. Hines Ward.
Hines Ward is not in the Hall of Fame as of yet. Alex.
Joey Porter?
No, Joey Porter not in the Hall of Fame either. Lawrence, one more for fun.
Bobby Lane?
Bobby Lane! Hot
Yo!
Damn! That is impressive. Donnie Shell, we would have accepted. Lawrence wins the category. John Stallworth is in the Hall of Fame. Jack Hamm, one more linebacker. Dermonte Dawson, the center. There are others, but you probably don't know Burt Bell or Jack Butler.
Oh.
John Henry Johnson. Walt Kiesling. Dave Wanstead is nodding his head. But there you go. Excellent showing. Lawrence wins the category. Look, Nikola Vucevic had a game-winning buzzer beater last night, right? I have in my hands a list of the players who have the most game-winning buzzer beaters in NBA history. Sports Reference has the whole list of more than 800. That means a shot taken with the shooter's team tied or trailing and left with no time on the clock after it went through. So, Tanny, you get to go first. Think of players in basketball history.
Michael Jordan.
Number one with 9. Michael Jordan has the most game-winning buzzer beaters in NBA history.
How many with Jordan?
9.
Okay.
9. So, like, there might have been others in the final 10 seconds or 5 seconds or whatever, but just this category, game-winning buzzer beaters. Alex, would you like to take another guess?
LeBron James
has 8. He is tied for second on this list. Lawrence.
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry does not have at least 4. I am looking at the list of the top 24 who have at least 4. Yeah, I was surprised too, but no Steph Curry in the top 24. Tanny?
Kobe.
Has 8, tied with LeBron and one other player for second on the list of buzzer beaters.
Damian Lillard.
Damian Lillard Woo! has 4 of them. Absolutely.
Let's go, Alex.
He's tied for 12th with a whole bunch of others. Everybody with 4 or more is what I'm looking at right here. Tanny.
Jerry West.
Jerry West has 4 of them. Absolutely. Alex.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar only had 3. Oh. I looked at him. Tanny, want to show off Dr. NBA?
Man, I got some sharpshooters here who are good players, but it's tough, right? Like this, I would have thought that Steph would have been up there.
Yep.
How about Kevin Durant?
Kevin Durant, nope, he only had 3. Here's the list.
Is Reggie Miller on the list?
No, he's not. I know.
Is Derrick Rose on the list?
No, Derrick only had 3.
Is Tony Kukoc on the list?
No, Tony only had 3 or fewer. Keep throwing out names.
Steve Kerr?
Fun. Steve Kerr, no.
Clay?
Not Clay Thompson.
Harden?
Not James Harden.
Scottie Pippen?
Nope, not Scottie Pippen. Tough category here.
Mark Price.
Mark Price. I just love that you said Mark Price. No, Joe Johnson, ISO Joe, had 8. Paul Pierce had 7. John Stockton.
Ray Allen.
Kevin Garnett had 5. Andre Iguodala had 5. D. Wade, Gilbert Arenas, Vince Carter, and then Chuck Person, Jerry Stackhouse. Yes, Larry Bird had 4, along with Rudy Gay and World Be Free. Man. I had fun coming up with that category anyway. Here we are. Tonight I'm going to see Wicked, the new Wicked movie, with my wife and my daughter. It's sweeping the nation this week. I'm looking at characters in The Wizard of Oz. Characters in The Wizard of Oz. Alex, give me a character in The Wizard of Oz.
Dorothy.
Yes, number one. Absolutely. Lawrence.
The Tin Man.
Tin Man, absolutely. Tanny.
N.E.M.
N.E.M. is, of course, on the list. Alex.
The Scarecrow?
Scarecrow is, yes, number 2 on the list. Very nice. Lawrence.
Toto.
Toto is a character in The Wizard of Oz. Tanny.
Here comes the run on witches. The Good Witch.
Glinda is absolutely on the list. Alex.
The Wicked Witch of the West.
Wicked Witch of the West is on the list. Lawrence.
The Wizard.
The Wizard of Oz himself, yes.
Did we say Cowardly Lion yet?
No, we didn't. You put him up. The Cowardly Lion. Thank you. Alex.
The Flying Monkeys.
Flying Monkeys as a group is indeed a character right here in The Wizard of Oz. Lawrence.
I'm out.
Okay. Tanny, you got any more?
Member of Lollipop Guild number one.
The Lollipop Guild is its own entity. We represent the Lollipop Guild.
I'm out.
Oh, Tanny, one more.
Damn it.
Just need one.
That's as far as we go.
Oh, no. Yeah. Come on.
Lollipop Guild number two.
No, all the Lollipop Guilds are on there. I would have accepted the Munchkins. The Munchkins as a character. The mayor of Munchkin City is his own.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Wicked Witch of the East. All you do is you see her feet in there, but that counts. That's a character right there.
Crushed by a house.
A guardian of the gates. Uncle. Anybody got the uncle? Annie M. and Uncle.
I definitely thought of the uncle, but I thought I'd have to know his name.
Yeah, Uncle Henry. You do. Uncle Henry. Professor Marvel, horse of a different color, and the guardian of the gates. The mayor of Munchkin City, I would have accepted. Or the leader of the flying monkeys himself, Nico. Nico is the leader of the flying monkeys. There you go. That's categories. Lawrence is the winner. But really, as always, it's the listener. Dave Wanstead
didn't win.
Oh, no, you did. Just take it. You just take it, sir. For Mel Blunt, you take it and you run. Dave Wanstead is here, sitting right next to us in studio. And
he would have won that category.
Oh,
but
it dominated the Steelers Hall of Famers. Absolutely. Wani coming up next here on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.